I wanna rock with you, hang with you, chill with you. I love being with you, cause I don't need to argue. When you give me room, you give me room, and then we go back and forth, but we never get out of sorts. I know your position, you know my position, and we don't believe in mixing in drama in the kitchen. Whip it, whip it, whip it, I like to hit it, when I get in it, I be in a minute, minute, oh. That's how I like it, that's how you love it, so let's just keep doing it. She said she not in what I'm into, but she into me, so that's cool, that's cool. I kick it old school, that mean I gave you space after I done been up in you. But I call back because I wanna come back and hit that as many times I can. I'm not trying to be a man, cause I understand you already have a man. But what your man gotta do with me? Nothing. It's just about chemistry. It's all about chemistry. It's about chemistry. It's about chemistry. You sick, I'm sicker. You freak, I'm freakier. Now let me put this fucking beaker on your Bunsen burner and make some chemistry lab talk. When I hit it, you could barely walk. That's how I strut up in it. I'm like George Jefferson when I'm here to give you that wheezing. You be like, damn, Wheezy, let's get busy. I'm not talking about Lil Wayne or Mr. Carter. I'm talking about this dick that make you holler, holler. $1, do some strange things for small change. When I do it to you, you will never be the same. Okay, and that's how I've been thinking about you all day. You say you not what I'm into, but you into me, now that's cool. Are you not into what I'm into, but you into me, and that's cool. It's chemistry, all about chemistry. It's about chemistry, about chemistry. It's all about chemistry, baby. I'm a mad scientist, call me Dr. Frankenstein. I hit you with this from the spine, from behind. Let you go insane when I hit you with the lightning. When I come with lightning and thunder. Oh, oh. I'm a beast under cover sheets, and don't care about if you call the police, because they'll be like, damn, hit some handcuffs. Thank you for the extra handcuffs. Now you want to see me really tie this bitch up. The cops be like, yeah, tie that bitch up. And then they motherfucking posted how I beat it up. It's chemistry. It's all about chemistry. The thing between you and me is chemistry. You have a man, but your man is not me. Chemistry. This is UBI. I'll be your captain. P, come fly and chill with me. Oh, is it smooth? Don't you agree? Don't you agree? Don't you agree? Yeah. Right now, you need to get yourself in a great mood, in a good mood, in an awesome mood. Because your attitude can't control your destiny. Oh yeah. Right now, I'm sipping on E&J Apple Brandy, which is a white distilled brandy, and it tastes so delicious. No chaser, straight up. I'm bringing this to you to get you in a good mood, and also open your mind to some thoughts that you always had in you, but it just was in your subconscious. But now I'm about to bring it to the forefront. Let's go. Today we're going to talk about phantom dollars. Phantom dollars. Basically, I'm trying to tell you, in other words, The USD ain't shit to you or me, because it doesn't have anything back in it. It could have had something back in it, but United States has something that most men have, pride, which is a reason Gaddafi died. But I'm not going to get into all that, because they got Google for that. Google is your friend. Yeah. What we have in our bank accounts, in most of us, especially those of us that get direct deposits, are called phantom dollars. Why? Because your money worth is word of mouth. It's not touchable. It seems like it could be tangible, but it's word of mouth. Meaning, I type in what I think you have, and then I put it in the system, and that's what you have. Sounds like bullshit to me. So basically, you working not for currency, but word of mouth. Hence, phantom dollars. Which is going to go into my, perfect segue into phantom followers. Have you ever wondered how somebody that you never heard of on social media got like 6 million views, but you never heard of them? 6 million views and only 20 likes and 198 dislikes. So you mean to tell me your content is basically a bunch of people, but it's working off the taxes? And you want to know why? Because you could buy followers. I won't buy followers. So a lot of y'all that listen to my podcast and see the views be like, yeah, motherfucker, we know you not buying followers. Or shit, you got followers on layaway. Because your shit low as hell, boy. That's okay. I got loyal friends of the show. I'm not going to say followers. Y'all listen to y'all friends of the show, damn it. I wanted to get on some biblical shit and only have 12 followers. Well, actually 11, because we know what one of the 12 did to the kid. Or a pie. Jesus of Nazareth. But yeah, you know why you can buy followers now? Instead of buying like clientele to buy whatever product, well, first of all, you got to build a product before you can really promote a brand. And when I mean product, it doesn't have anything material, but a product of yourself, a product of your mind, a product of your being. What do you stand for? Why are you thinking yourself is consumable? I hope I said that right, because I'm flying this smooth jet, and this Apple ENJ is co-piloting. So, hey, why? And what does that have to do with, what does phantom followers and phantom dollars have to do with everything? Well, basically, people, I'm going to let you know that currency is dead as you and I know it, because attention is the new currency. You could tell in the music industry, which is so fucked that everyone leaving it. Jewish people are leaving the music industry because there's no profit. And like, I love Jewish people, because if they ain't gonna make no profit, ain't no sense of me being up in that bitch. L'chaim, motherfucker, did that. I hope I said the right thing. But attention is the new currency. And why I say music is, no one really buy albums no more. You buy singles. So a person can have a platinum single with only 3,000 albums sold. That makes sense. Let's think about that. But fuck the music, and let's break it down. I'm gonna break it down to my black ass in a minute, with my little podcast shit. So music, entertainment. Excuse me. You used to have agents and managers and everything that can make a entertainer. They could basically brainwash an entertainer persona to make them think, make the people think they sexy. Because all you had to do about like sexy tests are sexy. And we read into it because we need validation. Hence, that's why you need followers. Because let's say I drop a video and I bought my followers. I bought a video of me burning my nuts on a New York City's radiator. Not funny, right? But if I buy my followers and views and a million people, you gonna click on it and look at it probably thoroughly through, because I'm not going past 3 minutes, because let's face it, we got attention span of a fucking goldfish. So 3 minutes of me burning my, it's not even funny or anything, but you gonna be like, man, it got a lot of views, I gotta see this. Instead of me making a video that is a fucking tour de France of social media that only has 68 views, because it's not validated. So views is our validation over value. We don't value shit unless a lot of people following shit, which is not a dumb thing. It is very smart. It's wickedly brilliant. It's wickedly brilliant as Hitler. Ooh, did I hit you with that one? Yes. Propaganda, programming. That's what we do. Because I ain't gonna lie, I can't even fly. If I'm gonna lie, saying I ain't gonna lie, I don't go about what everyone say. I gotta see shit myself, hear shit myself. So if you got a million views or a million listens, I still gotta listen to myself. But I am a human. I do be like, oh, this shit must be hot because a lot of people listen to it. But I would listen to someone that's have three. It's a lot of artists that I've discovered on my own that's not on the radar, just by giving everyone a chance. And that's what you should give everyone a chance. But not, now I'm about to get back to the economy and what our hard working body's working for. Don't give everyone a chance when it comes to no fucking phantom dollars. You should always, first of all, there's no income in this world worth your worth as a human being. It's not. You are fucking, you know what you are as a human? You fucking amazing. And you working hard for paper. Well, it used to be working hard for paper. Before that, you did get land and cattle and an occasional side bitch on the side. But now you get word of mouth dollars, meaning someone compute how many hours you work. And that could work both ways. Thank you God it worked both ways, because I'm killing these motherfuckers out here on that electronical shit. But if you're not killing shit on the electronical side of the game, you is never going to get paid your worth as a human being. And I don't give a fuck what they say. And if you feel like you getting underpaid, let's take this break to say, fuck everybody, they're not paying you your worth. And fuck them, because they would never be able to pay your worth, because you're beautiful. You got your fucks out? I hope you did. I'm reconnecting with a lot of people from my past, and it feels real good. If you can reconnect with people from your past, that means you wasn't a dick. Not saying you wasn't a dick in your past, but you wasn't a dick to that person that reconnecting with you. Shoot me in the foot once, motherfucker. I'm not dancing in your direction. You feel me? So, shimmy my timbers. So I just want you to get in your mindset whenever you do a job or you ever do anything, my freelancers, my independent workers, I just said the same thing twice. But my people that are doing their own thing, even working in the government or slinging chicken wings, remember, you worth more than that paycheck. You're beautiful, man, and stay beautiful, man. Uncle P would never lie. And be yourself, be an individual, man. Work hard for it. Because once you earn what you work hard for, it's the greatest feeling. Like, when I used to work in a sneaker company, I used to get, like, discounts and sneakers free and shit. And it never felt the same as I actually worked hard and actually got the pair of sneakers, you know? The sneakers I worked hard for, I would clean them, make sure I don't step in puddle. The shit I got free, I just stomped around like a motherfucking big dog because it was nothing to me. It was no character of building capital to purchase. Here's another sign about phantom dollars that, because people, I know you probably like, oh, what about if you get that paper and you getting that shoebox money? Let me tell you something. If the government think you could benefit from having money, you wouldn't get it. So you see niggas with money phones and briefcases and couches full of money, it doesn't mean shit. Let me tell you, I'm gonna give you an example. Let's say you wanna buy a house. You got $300,000, right? You should be able to buy your motherfucking house. Not only you should be able to buy your motherfucking house, you paying $300,000 in cash. Guess what the government gonna come and do? Where you get this money from, ma'am? Sir, where you get this money from? What do you do? You like, bitch, it shouldn't matter what the fuck I'm doing. First of all, the house is only worth $220,000. I'm giving you $300,000 like a fucking, as we say, boss, but it's some dumb nigga shit. I'm giving you $80,000 on top of how much it costs, and you should be able to give me the money. All right, I mean, give me the house, sorry. All right. You're right, sir. No, sir, we'll take it for $220,000. Thank you. But you gotta speak with the neighborhood to see, and we gotta evaluate, da 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 da. Oh, so what you gonna do with your $300,000, boom, you gonna move into a low-income neighborhood where you gotta get fucking home insurance, which gonna kill you, and then, and everything. And then after you finish paying off city and suburban tax, because they'll hit your nigga with that, you in the hole $80,000. Meaning your money ain't shit. That's, if that's not proof of word of mouth. Because you got all the money in the world. If they ain't gonna work with you, all they gonna do is just fucking jerk you. Hope you got lube, dude. Mood. Today's topic is, why good people always get fucked over? this how much good people always get fucked over. That this is not even an original topic. And it's not like your eyebrows lifted high as a motherfucker when I ask you, why does good people always get fucked over? Is it because good people always put themselves out there or sacrifice their own feelings for the benefits and welfare of others? Or evil motherfuckers are just predators? I consider myself a class act, but I done some good motherfuckers dirty like a motherfucker just to turn around to get with someone that ain't shit like a motherfucker just to do me dirty like a motherfucker. What goes around comes around. I feel why good people always get fucked over is they're honest, and they're willing to be outgoing. But they have a scent on them. I think I told you like season one or two. If you start dealing with anybody, let's say I started just dating short brunette girls, right? And I dated like two or three, and I'm really like connect with them. My next set of girls might be short brunette girls because I have that scent on me. It's a scent of attraction. And then I'm like, damn, why don't we get short and brunette girls? It's just not like, it's not because I'm the fucking man. It's just, I know how to relate to them and they feel comfortable. And I build a man-made chemistry. You got to go back to season one to understand this. But you got to build a man-made chemistry so I can relate to them and be attracted to them and thus forth. Same way with a good person. They always get fucked over. Like, I always get fucked over because you attracting people that will fuck over you. Look, if I want to catch sharks, I can't expect to always go in muddy waters where they're nothing but catfish. Woo! All my country motherfuckers got that. My thing is, good people also had this stigma of them of being gullible. And they're not being gullible. They're being what people should be, and that's good. Plus, if you're a freak, let's break it down to the basic necessity and needs of a human. There's nothing like a good person that's a motherfucking bad person in bed. I'm telling you. And if they're really a good person, a bad person in bed, they don't even be in the bed. They could be like on the back of the 38 bus coming from downtown with just the bus driver keeping his eyes on the road around 2 something in the morning and just getting a good fingering. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. If you with a good person and you fuck them over, you a fucking demon. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care what you believe in, heaven or hell. You don't believe in heaven because we living in hell. Nah, but you a fucking fucked up fucking nephonym. You a demon, dog. If you with a person with a good fucking heart and you still fuck them over. Like, if you know you're not that caliber of person, just leave them the fuck alone. Yes, it will hurt them short term. It might hurt them for a while, but at least don't have them expecting you to be something you're not. I'd rather you hate me for who I am than love me for who I'm not. And it took a long time. It's not like I'm Mr. Perfection and shit. It took me a long time. But trust me, once I start being honest with myself and honest with the people around me, it was much appreciated. Now, a lot of people don't fuck with me, say I'm antisocial, but I fuck with how I fuck with. If I got a bad vibe with you, I'm not going to motherfucking skinny grin and smile up in your face. I'm not going to be disrespectful. Like, I'm not going to fuck with you. I'm just going to look at you and keep it moving. Like, it's no faking corporate cordial shit over here. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I ain't got to speak first. Especially, why the fuck I got to speak first if you done said hi and sucked everybody? Nah. Well, you done kissed everybody's ass in here to make you feel better. And then I walk in, all of a sudden, I got to get the fuck out of here. That's phantom friendship right there. And I'm not even going deep in details with phantom friendship, because you got phantom followers, you got phantom friends, and you got phantom income. You ain't going to have no real motherfuckers around you. Because once we find out our dollar's not real, oh, shit's going to get real. And there's two type of people in this world, and they both like success and sex. Wow. But why do good people get fucked over? And I hate a vulture that know a person good and see them get fucked over, and then you gonna swoop in and just fucking tear their remains. You ain't shit, man. A lot of good dudes get fucked over in marriage and in child custody and shit. And it's because women don't fuck over that dude. Like, a dude named, let's say, you ain't gonna fuck over T with child support and marriage and shit. Because, you know, T would blow your motherfucking head off and blow your grandmother's fucking head off. So you just deem him as crazy and keep your mouth shut. But let's say I move in, knowing your situation, I gotta take care of your kid. It's not my kid. I gotta marry you because for some strange reason in the black community, you a good man for dating a woman with a kid. No, I'm a stupid motherfucker and the kid came with the pussy. And in order for her to get the dick, I had to sign up for the premium package. How I'm a good person just because I'm fucking a chick with the dude grown up sperm walking around the crib, kicking my shoes and shit, sit on my fitted hat, don't give a fuck. No, I'm not a good dude. I'm just a new fool. And need I mention, T can come over and fuck her anytime she want, because basically she gonna say that is the father of my child. See how I got fucked though? And the only reason she did all that, because she was looking at one of my social media pages and seen I have a bunch of followers, which was phantoms. And since it drew attention, and attention is the new currency, she think a nigga is internet rich. And that's how a good person get fucked up. This has been You'll Be Alright. Thanks for listening to me. Stay real, stay positive. kick back, relax. And if you with someone, let them know you with them. And if you gonna do dirt, both of you, cause both of y'all motherfucking foul. Just be clean, man. And don't bring that shit into the light. Peace.
Chemistry.